Food prices may be settling down. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The American Farm Bureau has released its latest quarterly market basket survey. Jonna Miller has more.
The American Farm Bureau's market basket survey for the first quarter of 2012 shows retail prices were up about 7% from last year at this time and from last quarter. Now, the good news.
I think the rate of increase has slowed down. As we talked about a lot last year, we expected fairly aggressive food price increases last year, and we did get that. We've been saying for the last 2 or 3 months that we expect that to slow down in 2012, and that also seems to be happening. We're looking for food price inflation that's much more in line with the general level of prices. So somewhere in the 2 to 3% range.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the survey suggests one section of the grocery store will still have higher prices, the meat counter, because meat supplies take longer to adjust.
When you think of cattle, you think of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, places like that, and they were devastated by the drought last year, and that forced a lot of farmers and ranchers to really reduce their numbers. A lot of cattle had to be sent to market because there was just not really anything to feed them, certainly nothing that could be fed economically. So that has reduced the productive capacity. Ranchers in Texas particularly had to reduce their cattle numbers drastically because of a lack of feed, and that reduces the number of animals that they'll have to sell.
Anderson says one reason he expects price increases to slow is that most energy analysts think fuel prices may have peaked.
Energy prices have been a factor, and the evidence for that, I think, if you look at our market basket, is that most of the items in our basket increased. So when you see that kind of broad-based across-the-board increase, that's a good sign that energy is playing a role there because energy prices affect everything. If it hadn't been for higher fuel prices, I don't think we would have had a 7% increase in our market basket. I think it still would have been higher, but probably more like 4, 5, 6%.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.